As my parents enjoy reminding me, I was a rather peculiar child. Like most children, I arrived at a certain age when I loved to ask questions. Why was one of my favorites, apparently quickly followed by why not? And as much as I loved asking questions, I didn't have nearly as much patience as my parents when it came to answering questions. My poor parents probably answered 100 questions from me every day. When they would ask me questions, however, I quickly ran out of patience, and eventually when I was tired of answering the questions, I would simply answer, on account of because. Now, I'm not sure if I've told you that story before, I can't remember, but it's a favorite story of mine. And you have to say, on account of because, with your hands like this. On account of because, Mom! Once I uttered on account of because, that signaled the end of the conversation. No more answers were coming from my end. Why? On account of because. Imagine this kind of conversation. Kristen, why did you spill your milk? I wasn't being careful. Don't you like milk? No. Why? On account of because. We hear a form of on account of because in today's reading from Matthew's Gospel. This story is the story of the baptism of Jesus by John at the River Jordan. The baptism of Jesus is certainly one of the more famous stories from the start of Christ's earthly ministry. It contains that familiar image of a dove descending and alighting on Jesus as a voice comes from heaven saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." In preparing for today's message, it was not the image of the descending dove or the speaking heavens that caught my attention. Instead, I really wanted to pay attention to the story of the conversation between John the Baptist and Jesus. Listen again to what the Gospel of Matthew records. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. Remember now that John the Baptist was baptizing pretty much anyone who came to him in search of repentance. It's not like he was just standing on the side of the River Jordan, only getting ready to baptize Jesus. He did know, however, that someone like Jesus was going to come. John the Baptist had received revelation from God and had received the word of the prophets that the Messiah was indeed coming. It seems that John understood that his ministry of baptism was part of the preparation for people to experience the salvation that the Messiah promised. John's ministry of purification opened the way for Christ's life and ministry, death, resurrection, and ascension. In the verses right before this morning's story, John reminds his followers that the baptism he offers pales in comparison with the one promised by the Messiah. John says, "I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals." John knows his place in the salvation of the world. He prepares the way that Jesus himself will complete. He knows that he is not himself the Messiah, but that he will come to meet the Messiah soon. And because John is faithful to the message he is meant and called to proclaim, he recognizes Jesus immediately. John says to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you." John sees that the man who has come before him for baptism is not the one who needs repentance. Instead, he sees that he himself is the one who needs to be baptized. "Do you come to me?" "Who am I," seems to say John, "that Jesus would come to me for baptism?" Jesus does not correct John. Instead, the response Jesus gives is a little bit cryptic. "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." For it is proper in this way to fulfill all righteousness, or on account of because. Even though John knows that the Savior of the world stands before him, even though John knows that the person before him does not need the baptism of repentance, John is convinced anyway. Matthew simply records, then John consented. No more protests from the mouth of John. Perhaps at some level, John understands that he must baptize Jesus in order for something amazing to happen. We don't know exactly why. But when Jesus says, on account of because, John relents and consents. We know the rest of the story. John accepts Jesus' reason on account of because and baptizes Jesus. The heavens open, a dove descends, God speaks and claims Jesus as the beloved because John consents and accepts Jesus' response of on account of because, the earthly ministry of Jesus begins. I guess John could have continued to protest and try to assure Jesus that Jesus does not need to be baptized. I guess the argument could have kept right on going between John and Jesus, but it doesn't. Somehow, for some reason, when Jesus announces on account of because, that is enough for John to do what he is meant to do, baptize people. I wonder how many of us find ourselves in the shoes or the sandals of John the Baptist. Maybe we don't hang out in the desert. Maybe we don't eat locusts and wild honey. Maybe we don't have a habit of calling people to the riverside for baptism. Even if the details of our lives are different than those of John the Baptist, each of us does, in fact, have something to do in order for Jesus' ministry to flourish. I'm willing to bet that at some point we have looked at the task God has given us and we have started to ask questions. What is it I'm supposed to do? When will it happen? How will I know? And God might have answers for all of those questions. At some point, though, we might just ask why. And just as it happened in the interaction between John the Baptist and Jesus, we are meant to consent. With nothing more than on account of because, Jesus might answer. There is nothing more he will say to explain away our calling. Instead, we need to simply provide our consent. But consenting to when Jesus says on account of because is not the end of the story. John the Baptist consented and believed Jesus when he said on account of because. John the Baptist consented and Jesus was baptized. He consented and life on earth was changed forever when Christ's earthly ministry began. Imagine what could happen if we finally stopped asking Jesus why when being called and accepted Jesus on account of because. Imagine what new life could begin if we finally stopped asking Jesus why when being called and accepted his on account of because. Let us accept Christ on account of because and move fully into the life that God has placed before us. Amen.
Amen.